Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, we have heard extensively from member states about the most pressing threats and challenges they are concerned about. These include, amongst others, deliberate creation of debris threatening the space environment, risks of accidents due to unpredictable maneuvers and the absence of transparency and communication, miscalculation and unintended escalation where the intent of states is unclear, for example, when testing counter space capabilities, the deployment of weapons for the specific purpose to destroy satellites. These are urgent issues which require a comprehensive approach and tangible outcomes. This calls for a variety of different instruments and measures, including adherence to the existing legal framework, measures to improve transparency and confidence, including implementation of transparency and confidence building measures already proposed, implementation of existing guidelines, including on the long-term sustainability and debris mitigation guidelines, new non-binding norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviour, and, where appropriate, legally binding instruments, where these are equitable and verifiable. As we have heard so persuasively from many states, these different approaches are not mutually exclusive, nor are they selective and piecemeal. Quite the opposite, they are comprehensive and mutually reinforcing. Implementation of existing guidelines would significantly improve safety and security. Transparency and confidence building measures can improve the prospects for new norms of behaviour to emerge. New voluntary, non-binding norms can reduce risks of misunderstanding, accidents, and damage to the space environment. New norms can support the development of new legally binding instruments, as was the case with the Outer Space Treaty. With this in mind, we would strongly disagree with what we understood to be the premise of the intervention earlier today from the Russian delegation, that voluntary and non-binding measures are unnecessary and counterproductive and might undermine the existing legal framework. Our discussions so far in this open-ended working group demonstrate that the opposite is true. Voluntary norms can build on and complement the existing legal framework and may also point the way to eventual legally binding instruments. From that perspective, we agree in principle that certain outcomes of this open-ended working group could inform later discussions within the UN on legally binding instruments, for example, in the forthcoming group of governmental experts. Mr. Chair, when it comes to the PPWT, there are significant practical difficulties. As others have noted, many capabilities in the space domain are inherently dual use or dual purpose, making it difficult to define a weapon in space and posing challenges for verification and attribution. As a consequence, prohibiting specific types of objects in outer space does not effectively solve the security problem. It is the behaviours of states with respect to these capabilities that may give rise to concerns, and thus why we suggest focusing on norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviours. Regarding a proposed ban on the threat or use of force against space objects, existing international law already prohibits the threat or use of force against any state, and Article 3 of the Outer Space Treaty provides that states shall carry on their activities in outer space in accordance with international law, including the UN Charter. That concludes our remarks. Thank you, Mr. Chair.